With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Some more action during the winter meetings out in San Diego. The Mets responded to the Yankees' signing of Gerrit Cole by bringing in Michael Wacha on a one-year deal. So get excited. Get your season tickets. They were linked to a couple other big players, Carlos Correa, Starling Marte still, but Brody Van Wagenen still looking for those impact creators. Can Michael Wacha be an impact creator? There is an impact creator now with the Anaheim Angels, another $200+ million contract for Anthony Rendon as he leaves the Nationals. That is good news for the Mets and goes out west of the American League. The New York Knicks are no longer the worst team in the NBA. They beat the worst team in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors, in their building last night. And my desk is covered in somebody else's hair. Those are the things that are going on this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good, man, and I'm happy to see Anthony Rendon go to the Angels. That's one good thing for the New York Mets, right?
Yes.
I feel good about that. Now, the Angels are paying Trout, Pujols, and Anthony Rendon a ton of do-re-mi.
And what about Ohtani's getting a lot of money, too,
Ohtani,
right?
Well, Justin Upton, I think, is still on that team as well, and he's getting paid over $20 million. I mean, it's just Artie Moreno just went nuts. He had to do something to kind of get, you know, I think Mike Trout going or to help Mike Trout possibly try to get to a World Series. But as we all know, it comes down to pitching. But, man, when you think about the amount of money that the Angels are spending on their team and the amount of money the Yankees are spending on their team, it's amazing. I would say that, yeah, you know, baseball should be pretty happy. The baseball players should be pretty happy. And there'll be some guys that probably are not going to get what they think they deserve. But the top-end guys all got paid, man, including Zach Wheeler. So there can't be any more complaints in regards to the money that is being spent by the owners. You know, I was thinking yesterday about the Yankees. Their team is done right now. They don't have to add anything. Because with Andujar on your team now, right, think about this. If you keep Andujar, you can actually and Luke Voit could be a DH. He could be a first baseman. Mike Ford could be a DH. He could be a first baseman. Stanton could be your left fielder or a DH, right? You also have LeMahieu, who could play first base, and Andujar could play second base, Urshela at third base, Torres at shortstop. You can move Gardner to center field, and then you got Judge out in right field. I mean, they're locked already. They're locked and loaded. Now, depending on, obviously, how they see things, and don't forget, they still have Tauchman on the roster, right? That there's enough here now where they don't have to do anything else. Maybe add, you know, they're not going to probably sign Dellin Betances, but maybe add somebody in for, you know, middle relief or something like that.
That would be one more thing, I would think.
And they'll have to trade J-Hap, but they are locked and they are loaded. And the great thing about what you're hearing now is about the attitude of one Gerrit Cole and what he's like. And I don't know if you saw this this photo that was tweeted out yesterday by Newsday. Mm-hmm. One of their photographers took a picture.
Oh, yeah, Gerrit Cole. Yeah, we've talked about that picture before. He's got a Yankee fan now, in the future, forever, whatever.
And there he is in 2001 looking like, you know, he's like 10 years old or whatever it is.
Yep.
And it's great. And now here he comes, and he is going to be, you know, what I think, and listening to Aaron Boone talk yesterday, and then, of course, Brian Cashman talking about the attitude, the presence, you know, the kind of guy he is. You know, he does remind me a little bit of Jacob deGrom. He's got the bulldog in him that you certainly want your ace to have. So the Yankees are loaded right now.
Hey, man, favorites to win the World Series.
Why wouldn't they be?
Favorites.
Oh, they should be.
Go and get your tickets. This is it. This is go get your legend seats. Go and get...
Come on out to Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
As the New York Yankees beat the crap out of everybody on their schedule. The Baltimore Orioles entire payroll is less than what we're paying Giancarlo Stanton and Gerrit Cole. The Toronto Blue Jays, we spit on you. That sound is me spitting on you, Blue Jays. Puh! The Boston Red Sox, you've had your moments, and now you're back to sucking.
No!
You went out and got the Rays GM because you want to cut payroll. It's the New York Yankees. We will murder you all. Houston Astros, you had to cheat to win. You cheating bastards. We've never cheated. We're just over here murdering our opponents at Yankee Stadium.
The Astros are the Patriots of the Major League Baseball,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I know.
Yeah.
So a couple of different things came out, like Major League Baseball scandal-wise, that there will be some sort of announcement, I guess, coming up after the holidays into the new year.
Thorough investigation.
Yes, that's you took the words right out of my mouth. The thorough investigation.
So now we have two thorough investigations going on, at least in the world of sports.
Yes.
I don't know about the world of politics, but in the world of sports, yes, we have thorough investigations.
And the other thorough investigation that apparently happened was with the baseball. Did you see that? So now it's they said inconsistent seams and launch angle was the reason why the
super tight balls.
Yeah, super tight balls is why they were flying out of the stadium. So that's something that came out of there yesterday. But hey, I was thrilled. Now this is not hyperbole. Thrilled to see that the winter meetings were back.
Yes.
Because the last couple of years, these GMs just showed up at these hotels and did nothing. Nobody got signed. And now, what did you have? You got Strasburg, you got Cole, you got Rendon, you got Michael Wacha. So Michael Wacha, I mean, of course, everybody starts making jokes about it right away. It is unfair because
he's a fifth starter.
He's a fifth starter. They're taking a chance on him. You know, Brody wouldn't actually say that he signed him when he met with the media. It was one of those things. Hypothetically speaking, if we bring in a guy like Michael Wacha, you know, he was doing that whole thing. But he's just high upside, cheap. I mean, this is when you're working under the budget constraints that Brody Van Wagenen is working under right now, that he will not have when Steve Cohen swoops in and changes our lives. This is the crap he's got to do. He has to find that guy who was great a couple years ago that no one wants to pay right now, that's trying to resurrect his career because he's been dealing with injuries, has a ton of talent. You throw him in the back end of your rotation, you cross your fingers, and you hope that he turns back into something.
And by the way, that's what the Phillies are doing with, Didi Gregorius.
Well,
that's the same thing. I know. Look, we all love Didi, so we see him in a different light than we might see Michael Wacha, but he only signed a one-year deal. He's betting on himself, much like Michael Wacha is trying to bet on himself.
Yeah, but Didi had it still, coming off the injury, still had a pretty productive year last year. Michael Wacha really did not.
I know. I would think that, if you were the Mets, you should have announced this like on Friday. You know, like get a couple days away from, because I was at this Investors Bank event last night at MetLife Stadium. And, all anybody could talk about is like, oh, the Mets signed Michael Wacha. I'm like, well, we have our ace.
Yeah.
We have our ace. Don't worry about it. We got Jacob DeGrom. We got Syndergaard. We got Stroman. We got Mets.
It's nothing to be that upset
about.
That's
right. It's nothing. It's just it's just an add-on. We have to fill the fifth starter spot. You thought it might have been Porcello. Turns out to be Wacha. He's a former Brody Van Wagenen client.
Which is just...
So it just keeps on coming, and it's going to keep on coming for the next however long he's in this job.
Yep.
So he got to hope that Michael Wacha shows up and maybe a little less pressure. He's not the guy at the top of the rotation. He's the guy at the back end of the rotation. Maybe gets a couple getaway days. Who knows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're hoping for.
You didn't need an ace. You didn't need a number two starter. You didn't even really need a number three starter. So this is where they were going to go with it. It is a little bit alarming to me, though, that you have heard rumors of Brody Van Wagenen trying to dump salary of guys that he just signed last year. Like Jed Lowry, who was a CAA client that he brought in, big press conference, everything else, trying to find a place to park him and his exorbitant salary this year. Or Jerry's Familia, who they brought back in, made a spectacle of that. Brody and him were riding around with Mr. Met in a golf cart. That turned out to be a mess. Now they're trying to unload him. So it's like you just don't like to see in that first offseason that he's got this many mistakes where he's trying to now move on from them this quickly.
I would think that most Met fans are probably happy to hear that.
Yeah, but it just shows you that.
You recognize that maybe you made a mistake. Maybe it didn't work. As opposed to trying to do it again and then having Familia come out and be a bust in the first month and a half of the season, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with the same crap you just dealt with. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I just think it illustrates that he had really a miserable offseason last year. He did. And you can't hide from that. Also, Met fans freaking out yesterday when they saw Brandon Nimmo's name attached in the Starling Marte deal, and nobody wanted to do that. and I don't blame him. I think, you know, Marte is a better player, but Marte is also older, more expensive, and has already had a drug suspension. And Brandon Nimmo is a fan favorite. He stays healthy. You know he's going to give you everything he's got all the time. So I would prefer, if you get Starling Marte in the mix, if Brandon Nimmo is not in that deal.
Yeah.
That's something I also would like Brody Van Wagenen not to do. But this offseason is going to be it's going to be nothing.
It's almost like he is, you know, he's stifled. He's basically, unless they are creative and create different opportunities via trade or, you know, scrap heap guys or something like
scrap
that.
Scrap heap
that,
guys,
that
yeah.
find a second wind. You know, I mean, scrap heap guy would be number one. Would be Cespedes.
Oh boy,
that is your number one scrap heap guy right there.
He definitely is right now. He's their own scrap heap guy. He's not even someone else's scrap heap guy. Mm-hmm. I don't get excited about this offseason. It is a shame, quite frankly, because this team did finish 10 games over last year. They do have some of the best players in baseball, and you don't want to see them waste opportunities, and you'd like to have them add a piece here or there in this offseason to really compete, and you feel like that's not going to happen. There was an Andy Martino report that they were talking to the Astros about Carlos Correa, and then you had beat writer tweet fights.
Oh, I love it.
Because then Anthony DeComo came out and said, I've heard that that's more fantasy baseball than nothing.
DeComo.
Yes. He came back and said, I hear that's fantasy baseball and
not
there's nothing
Dominic
to it.
DeCoco.
No, not him. And then Martino came back and said, no, it's a report. So stuff it, DeComo. It's a report. So
any other mystery teams?
No more mystery teams until a Scott Boras client's ready to sign and he tells John Heyman to make that stupid tweet. That's, you know how that whole
thing
goes.
Okay, yeah, I do know how that whole thing goes.
Yeah, so that's, I think that we have seen, probably barring a Brody shocker, where he brings in an impact creator. Barring that, we have seen the best days of baseball offseason in New York. I think the Yankees, obviously, with Gerrit Cole, are not going to do much else. And I think that the Mets, honestly, you might see them add to the bullpen. I obviously got the back-end guy in Michael Wacha. What else are they going to do? I don't know. Knock on a couple doors.
They need a freaking center fielder is what they need.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to have
Marisnik
the guys.
And Marisnik and Nimmo, if they don't trade them, that's going to be your...
There you go.
Your platoon out there, I guess.
That is exactly what's going
to
happen.
You know, when you think about the Yankees, right, they're trying to move Jay Happ. Mm-hmm. So you still have to figure out what's going on with Herman. You have Jordan Montgomery still in there. You got Loaisiga in there. I mean, like, they got just, like, so many different players and so many different situations that they have a plethora of riches, as they say.
Yeah, and they have for a number of years now. But now it's got to result in a championship. The depth that they had and the guys that Brian Cashman found carried that team.
Depth is huge.
Depth. And also, how could I forget, as we haven't mentioned, the big Thursday night football game tonight between the Jets and Ravens with Lamar Jackson a little bit banged up and the entire Jet roster banged up. There's going to be a crap ton of guys that are going to be missing this game
for
the Jets.
How are we going to handle this tomorrow? That's all I want to know.
How are we going to handle it?
Tell me how... What are we going to argue about tomorrow? What's going to be said tomorrow? Like, you know, are we firing the coach tomorrow? Like, what are we doing tomorrow?
I have a sneaky suspicion that the Jets are going to make this interesting tonight. I don't know why.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
I don't know why. And I could be completely wrong. This could be 45-6 and RG3's out there taking knees in the third quarter. That could be going on. But I just have something about short week football.
Short week football.
Look ahead spot.
Oh, come on.
National TV spot.
They've come off of two really tough games, San Francisco and Buffalo. They're
redemption game.
Bit. Redemption game. What's the redemption for who?
Two guys. One, Sam Darnold on national TV.
Okay.
From the Ghost game. And Le'Veon Bell off this flu thing
and
where everybody was on his case
in the
bowling.
Right.
So you got two redemption spots.
Right. Okay. You are really talking yourself into something here.
Yeah, I think I am.
Mean, are you just trying to stay away from the whole Survivor pool pick?
That's something to do with it. You know that I'm still in this thing, and
yes,
Everybody's going to be flocking to this game. And for some reason, I'm wanting to go in the other direction. And I know that that has been the opposite philosophy of what I've done this entire year to get to this point.
Just try to keep it simple, kid. Don't try to overthink things. That's what I would tell you.
Short week football.
I know, but you know, Lamar Jackson came out and said, "Look, I'm 100% and I'm playing." Now, if he's 100% and he's playing, they ain't stopping him. But because of the way he does play and because of the things he does do, there's always that chance for injury, you know?
Manish has got me all fired up about the...
What do you mean Manish has got you fired up?
He's got me all fired up about the Greg Williams defense and stopping the run today, and he's got all these Greg Williams quotes, and I'm back in my office, and I'm fist bumping, and I'm going, all right, I'm going to go get these guys tonight. I don't know. It's just something. It's just I had a dream.
And by the way, Greg Williams' quotes are spot on. I mean, they are right about the future of Lamar Jackson playing football the way he's playing it.
Yeah. Expect the unexpected.
What does that mean?
That's what I got in the Manish article. 10, with Greg Williams, expect the unexpected. So the unexpected would be that the Jets play well tonight.
John Harbaugh, a good coach?
He's one of the best in football.
Greg Roman, a good coach?
They're the best team. The Ravens are the best team in
football.
All right,
so you don't think that they're – what about expecting the unexpected from them?
They're the best team in football. I just for some weird reason – I'm getting signs.
You're getting vibes.
I'm getting signs. I even had a dream that we were all together watching this game, watching the Jets blow out the Ravens.
That is a dream.
And I was crowing about it. As I told you guys, I knew it. Mm. I told you. I don't know. And then I got to bet with Jerry for breakfast tomorrow.
Right. Now, is breakfast just for you or Jerry, or is it for all of us?
It's for everybody.
Oh, nice. I like that.
It's for everybody. But okay. The bet is just between us.
And don't give me a Fugazi buttered roll, man.
No, absolutely not. We'll go to that same place we've been going to that's been delivering and doing a good job. Wherever that place is, diner.
Okay.
You've liked that place.
Yeah, the last time it was okay. They came through.
You are very picky. We found a place that you're acceptable. That you,
right.
You, that
but you're I am okay not. I am not a modifier. All I want is what I want, what I order. No, and that, if you order from a diner, a diner should make... No. A diner should meet every expectation of the customer. That's why they're diners.
Yeah.
I can go in there and have a veal parm if I want.
No, well,
I could have
diner,
sushi if I
right.
want. Oh, if I go to Landmark Diner, I could have like a 5-course white tablecloth meal if I wanted.
Sure.
Or I could have a hamburger. Or I could have a waffle.
I could
have some pancakes.
Right. That's fine. You don't have to modify there. But then when you go to a place like next door.
Well, Westfield. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid you modify something there.
They actually put up a sign outside.
No modifications.
No modifications.
Yeah.
And your picture was up
there. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like this guy.
Well, it's the last time I'll go in there and spend my money.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Thursday night football tonight. Winter meetings. It's all out there. We'll get Jerry Recco in here to give you the update on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.